Good morning and welcome at the Energy Dev Room. My name is Nico Rikke, and I've been active in both the energy sector and the free and open source software community for many years now. Thank you for tuning in. The moment this recording is broadcasted, I should be at Vosdem and in the chat to welcome you there as well. But as finding a quiet place with good internet can be tricky, I pre-recorded this message. In the last couple of years, I've seen free and open source software starting to take over the energy sector. Being active in the energy sector, I thought it would be cool to host a dedicated Energy Dev Room at Vosdem. The Vosdem team gave us the opportunity. We organized a Dev Room, and you responded. We were overwhelmed by the amount of interesting proposals you submitted. They ranged from home automation to green software and energy system modeling. By adding an online section and limiting the duration of the talks, we were able to accommodate most of them. The speakers will certainly have much more to share, so please ask them your questions in the chat. Energy, of course, is a timely subject. Our society runs on cheap and reliable energy, something we can no longer take for granted. Scientists warn that we are acting too slowly and need to ramp up the adoption of renewable energy. The Russian invasion of Ukraine made matters worse by disrupting supplies and causing a price hike. It is clear that our energy system is under pressure. Citizens are protesting and businesses are shutting down. Society needs solutions and demands them. Unfortunately, it is not just a matter of installing wind turbines and solar panels. The decentralized and weather-bound nature of these generation sources requires changes in energy management and distribution. While energy generation, consumption, and distribution differs per country, we can speed up the worldwide energy transition by a tremendous amount if we prevent the usual reinvention of the digital wheels. This is the mission that unites us here at Vosdem in this Energy Dev Room. Today's presentations cover software projects that model, manage, and optimize energy. Unfortunately, these solutions alone will not be sufficient to solve the energy crisis and limit climate change. More impactful and direct changes will be necessary to achieve those goals, like the way in which we live and consume. But they can be the building blocks of our future energy system. The projects presented here today, besides being great projects, are available under a free and open source software license. This is important because it enables collaboration, mass adoption, and customizations to fit specific use cases. This really fits the challenge of the energy sector in which everything is in a state of change and systems will have to integrate to fulfill their purpose. I hope you will take this opportunity today to learn, get inspired, and strengthen the free and open source energy software community. So please share your questions and thoughts in the chat room. Presenters have been asked to answer questions in chat or in the Q&A livestream. In the afternoon, the Dev Room will be on campus. Of course, we hope to see you there, but otherwise, you can continue online by watching the livestream. The only thing left is to thank those that made this all possible. Together with my fellow Dev Room organizers, Nicolas Heuning, Kai-Uwe Hermann, Dan Brown, and Anna-Linne Helsen, I would like to thank the Vosdem organizers and volunteers, all the people that put in the effort to submit proposals, all selected speakers, and all of you for participating. I hope you have a great conference.